Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. There's a pastor. I read about this guy, about a week ago. And he's from Virginia. And he decided he was going, he's 66 years old, a couple years younger than I am. And he decided he was going to perform, play the guitar at Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Oh, no.
And he was really proud of the fact that he was going to go to this Mardi Gras celebration. And his name is Pastor Landon Spradlin, S-P-R-A-D-L-I-N. Well, he went down there, performed, and died 8 days later.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Coronavirus.
And he's not the only guy. I mean, there are plenty of preachers who have said, they're going to defy the laws of medicine and physics and the laws of the universe, and God's going to protect them. And so they could be foolhardy and They died. So, here's a guy that was publicizing his trip. It was his last trip. He died after this performing at Mardi Gras. So, I just wanted to share with you those thoughts. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs and me.
Oh, hello, Vince. I was just talking with Jason. This is Robert in Kansas. And I wanted to ask a question. Yeah. I wanted to ask a question to Gwyneth about the crop failure. Do you think, Gwyneth, that, and maybe this isn't happening in Australia, but here they spray the sky almost every day here in the Kansas City area in America. And I'm wondering that if the spectrum of light from the sun isn't getting down to the earth, if that could cause these problems we're having with our crops not coming into production the way we need them to.
Well, I suppose it's possible, but I don't have the proper lab equipment to sort of analyze what went wrong. But what I know is that nobody could seem to raise a good corn crop this year. That's what I know, and that's been global. That's not just me, But like I say, when I plant a crop, I usually do not plant all of my seed. I usually keep a little bit in reserve in case things go wrong. And there's something, you've got something to fall back on, and that's a very beneficial strategy to not really plant all your seed all at once, to sort of stagger it out. And then if things go well and you can see that the crop is going to produce a good crop, then then you can go and you can sow your extra seed if you reckon you've still got time for a harvest, for a second harvest. Or you can keep it in the cupboard or whatever. But it's possible because they have been spraying the daylights out of the place, and it's not so bad here for us. And I'll tell you how I know it's not so bad here for us. I have a particular device called a mini cloud buster that I have put somewhere. And what it does is it zaps chemtrails. Okay, I couldn't build at the time. I couldn't build a full size cloud buster, but I built a miniature one, and it works just as well. And if anyone wants to know what a cloud buster is, they can go onto YouTube or the internet, and they can just type in cloud buster, and they'll be able to see one. And I went and I built one a few years ago. And once it's built forever. It'll be there in 1,000 years' time doing its work. And because of that, we tend to get on this block of land, if they're forecasting 10 millimetres of rain, we'll get 30. If they're forecasting 30, we'll get 100. And I talk to my friends, you know, who live in town and who live on other blocks. And it seems to, you know, I live on other farms around the place. It seems to have an effective radius, my mini cloud buster, of about 20 kilometres or about 15 miles. So people on X, who live in X town, might be benefiting from my cloud buster, but the people who live a bit further out, they're not affected by it, you know, and they'll get that 10 millimetres instead of the 30 millimetres that we've all got. And, you know, I did that for my benefit, but I'm glad that other people are benefiting as well. And ever since then, we've had improved our local dry creek bed when it, you know, but it's flowing for longer periods of time. So it is improving that catchment. So I don't think in our case that it was just the chemtrails, because the chemtrails are not as effective over my land for that reason. And, I think that there was something else going on, and I don't quite know what it was. I can't quite put my finger on it. And as far as I know, it could just be the Maunder minimum, that's the sunspot cycle, because they had similar corn crop failures a few hundred years ago when they had the last Maunder minimum. They had similar crop failures, and there weren't any chemtrails at that time. So they might play a role, but I don't think it was just that. I think that it's probably... if I wanted to just say that it was something, I'd have to say that it was the Maunder minimum.
Okay.
Robert, I've got a question for you.
Okay, Vince.
Robert, do you have chemtrails in your neck of the woods near Kansas City, Missouri?
Every day, Vincent. We might get a few days off a month, but it's pretty much every day they spray.
Well, okay, so around our farm, I haven't seen them for weeks now, literally. It's really refreshing. However, it's still, I just looked out the studio window again. We don't have them here again. So, but the sky is overcast, heavily overcast. So I don't know if it's chemical spraying from your area moving eastward. That could be. But the sky is completely overcast. But here's what's happening. I can measure on a solar meter how much sun is landing on our farm. And the numbers are pretty high, even though it's overcast. It's very strange. It didn't used to be like this. It would be a bright, sunny day, and we'd have high solar readings. Now we have high solar readings with it being overcast. Very strange. And let me say this. Dane Wigington is a USA Preparedness instructor, geoengineeringwatch.org. And the reason that he started geoengineeringwatch.org and alerting people to the chemical spraying of the skies is because he built a large solar array, and he was, let's say he was generating 100 units of electricity, whatever 100 units means. The chemical spraying began, and he started noticing that he was generating 90, 80, 70, 60, 50 units. So he had half of the electrical power generation from the same solar array because the sun was occluded by the chemical spraying. That's how he realized this was happening. Now, in our case, I have the same kind of equipment. And I noticed that the skies are overcast, but it's the weirdest darn thing. We're still generating not record amounts of electricity, but very high amounts, and I don't understand it.
Well, Vincent, along those same lines, sunshine is what it is. It has the effects that it has on everything, all of life. And I know that it's a mild form of radiation, all light is. And so would the sunshine kill certain biologicals, right, like bacterium? And even I've heard that it has the capacity to essentially disable viruses, right, where if the sun hits it, you can't really kill a virus because it's not alive, but it has the effect of making it non-functional. So I'm wondering if they can block out the sun and connect it to this coronavirus thing, if they could actually cause the virus to continue to spread even more by not allowing the sun to reach the earth. And so it's just a big concern for me that I still see this every day. And you said you didn't have them, and I'm very happy about that, but I want to know how to do that here, you know. I want to figure out how to get that done here.
Well, okay, so here's what I said. And I said exactly what you're talking about. I said that, and this was weeks and weeks ago, that I said that President Trump should stop the spraying because the spraying prevents the killing of the coronavirus.
Okay? Yes, sir.
I said it this way, I guess. The spraying protects the coronavirus. That's how I said it. And I believe that's the truth. So when we get mail here, we go out with a respirator, we go out with, you know, long sleeves, gloves, the whole nine yards, and we lay the mail out in the sun. And then we flip it over, you know, and we don't touch packages for days, literally days. They sit outside. They sit outside and we flip them over and over and over so that all surfaces are covered by the sun. And that's how we are attempting to disinfect. And we also have a ultraviolet C light that I fabricated. It's a handheld device. It plugs into 120 volts AC current. I bought it probably a couple of years ago. And I fabricated a handheld instrument to disinfect whatever it might be. You just don't want to look at it because it'll cause blindness. And I don't even know if you can get them on eBay anymore. But you see, it will get an LED array, and just search, class, just go to eBay and search UV, space, the letter C, as in Charlie, and LED, and see if you can find it. And it's very low power consumption, and that's what we use to disinfect. As a matter of fact, we have one running 24/7 in our heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, and we have one running 24/7 in the farmhouse, aimed so you can't see the LED array, but you can see the reflection to damage the DNA of the coronavirus. I suggest you consider looking into that. Do your own research. Don't believe anything I say. So, Robert, I think you've made some very valid points, and I absolutely agree with you. I mean, you know,
okay,
we don't always agree.
And that's fine, Vince. You have me on your show. I appreciate that. I have one more question.
And by the way, Robert, I want to apologize to you. I have gotten so many phone calls, I'm not calling anybody back. I'm not calling any. I can't. I don't have time. So I'm not picking on you. I'm not calling anybody back. So, Robert, if you want to hold, you can hold through the break. And if you've got some
more
comments or questions.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just got one more.
Robert in Kansas, Gwyneth in Australia. I'm Vin Finelli in Missouri. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed best. better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Robert in Kansas is with us. Robert, you had a couple comments?
I had a question for you, Vince. I was calling the farm to really ask about this anyway, so I can just ask you now and everyone can hear. It's about Faraday cages. And I was curious about the size of the screen or the size of the whole in the mesh or whatever. And I was wondering if you thought, because you know a lot more about this than I do, do you think that chain link fencing, like that 2-inch, you know, spacing, like normal galvanized chain link, do you think that could have any effect on these frequencies, or is that too large of a hole in the fencing?
My answer is chain link fencing would have an absolute minimum effect on these higher frequencies. These frequencies are so small that they can wiggle through, let's say, insect screening that you might have on your windows in your home. Okay, we used to have window screens that were made out of brass. I'm talking, like the 1920s. And then it was new and improved with aluminum. Now, when I say new and improved, that's tongue-in-cheek, okay? Because the brass would last virtually forever. The aluminum would oxidize and turn chalky and become brittle and break. Then it was improved again with fiberglass. Now, fiberglass is not a conductor of electricity unless some of the resin is mixed with, let's say, a dust of metal. But I don't think that's the case. So the best screen, in my opinion, would be a metallic screen. My first choice would be brass. My second choice would be aluminum. And not being a choice would be fiberglass. Well, fiberglass was chosen because it didn't rust and it didn't oxidize and it was cheap. But that was in the 60s when fiberglass started coming out as a screen material for windows. Fiberglass does nothing. And even the aluminum and brass screen has a minimal effect at best with 5G. It might help somewhat with 4G, 3G, 2G, and G. And it will help with long waves like AM AM radio. It will probably help with FM radio. It will probably help with television. If I really wanted to build a Faraday cage has to be complete. Let me give you an example. So we had, I'm trying to answer your question in lots of different ways to give the class an understanding. We had the radio network had a sponsor that claimed that they had a device that you could put your cell phone in that would block electromagnetic radiation. I called up the company that was advertising. I said, hey, I'm Vin Fennelli. I heard these advertisements. I would love to look at one of these. I'd love to feel one, touch one, and then send it back to you. And if it works, I will say it works. If it doesn't work, I'm going to say nothing, but you won't be able to advertise on USA Prepares if it doesn't work. Well, so I had a cell phone at the time. This was many years ago. And I put the cell phone in it, and I called the cell phone from a landline, and it rang. That tells me that it can transmit and receive in this device that was supposed to protect you. What I'm saying is it did not. And what it had in it was a screen made out of silver, so silver threads. It did not attenuate the signal. So then I took that cell phone, and I put it in a microwave oven, unplugged it, you know, so I wouldn't cook it, and I called it. And you know what? It rang. So a microwave oven is not a good Faraday cage. It is a partial Faraday cage. The device that is a flexible fabric holster, if you will, for a cell phone, that didn't work. But there was a device that did work. And that was, it was made out of two pieces of machined aluminum. So they took a billet of aluminum. They had a CNC machine go in there and drill out the middle of it. It looked like a Prince Albert can of tobacco with a really tight-fitting lid with a metallic-infused O-ring. I mean, this thing is precision. It was expensive. It was about $70 for this little thing. And you put the cell phone in there, and you can't call it. It will not ring. That was the only thing I saw that worked. So if you don't mind, I'd like to finish a little bit more of this answer for you. When we come back, we'll talk about what you can do and how it works. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Robert in Kansas is with us. And I don't like short answers. I like more complete answers. So that's what we'll do. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A new survey finds a majority of Americans believe the federal government has done a poor job of preventing the spread of the coronavirus. The CNN poll shows 55% of those surveyed say Washington's response to the pandemic has been poor. 80% say the worst of the outbreak is probably yet to come. And 55% say President Trump could be doing more to help. Meanwhile, President Trump's threatened to freeze U.S. funding to the World Health Organization, saying the international agency missed the call on the pandemic. The president's coronavirus task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, says that may be so, but first things first.
We can do all of that when we get through this as a global community to really understand how to do this better the next time.
But saying stopping the spread of COVID-19 is job one. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flashy.
Thank God you're late. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Robert in Kansas has called and he's asking about Faraday cages and protecting equipment. And here's a way of thinking of it. And this is not a perfect example, but it's indicative of this chain link fencing that you're talking about. So if you have a frequency that is really low, like AM radio, consider that like a basketball. Okay. So if you are if you are bouncing a basketball and you throw it against a chain link fence, it's going to stop it. But if you've got a higher frequency, let's say like a microwave or a cell phone or 5G, and think of that like a 22 projectile, a 22 bullet. Will a chain link fence stop that? Probably not. Okay, unless it's a direct hit on the wire of the chain link fence, you know, it might stop some of it, but you know, fragments might get through. So that's one way of looking at this, Robert. And if you tell me what you're trying to do, I can help you more. Some people have bought barrels, these 55-gallon drums, and they have removable lids. Well, that is a pretty good Faraday cage, except it's not perfect, because these frequencies are so small they can wiggle between the lid and the barrel or the drum. So a Faraday cage is a continuous covering with no gaps. And some people say that they should be grounded. Now, to me, the jury's out on whether you ground them or not, because to me, I want the signal to go around the Faraday cage. Just go around it and keep going, and don't bother the contents of the Faraday cage. Do you have a specific question?
Well, Vincent, my application would be I'm trying to have a sleeping area that is void of any frequencies, and so that's my aim. But like you say, I guess I have to sleep in a sealed up tin can if I really wanted to get away from the high frequencies.
Well, there's some.
So.
All right, I have an answer. I have an answer. And it'll take some work. So are we talking about a bedroom-type area?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I did was I bought some screen. Now, you can buy aluminum if you want, and it will help. It will help, but not against 5G, but it'll help against some of the 4G, because you have windows in the bedroom, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's the problem. The windows are the problem. So what you can do is you can put some window screens up that are aluminum. Or if you can find them, and I don't think you can find them anymore, brass, because they're from the 20s. That would be new old stock that's been lying around for 100 years. It'd be very hard to find. When I say 20s, I mean 1920s. But then what about the walls? Now, the walls will attenuate some signal. But if you notice, if you're in a room and you have a cell phone, you can make a call right through the walls. So what do you do? Here's what we did in our farmhouse. I bought some copper dust on the internet, and it's the consistency of flour. And then what I did was I mixed that with the primer that I painted on the walls. This was a new house when we were building it. And so I primed the walls with primer consisting of regular primer and copper dust, the consistency of flour. And you have to keep mixing it and mixing it and mixing it, because the copper settles to the bottom immediately. So you have to keep continuously mixing while you're applying it. Now, that will provide some level of protection. Now, the reason I know this is when Bert Bertonis and I were in California manufacturing satellite communications equipment with Andy Gibbs, the three of us, we were building low noise devices. We needed to keep the electronics inside this metal container immune and protected from electromagnetic fields and radiation. So we built a metal box out of aluminum, and it was really expensive. Then we decided that we could drive the cost down probably 90% if we used plastic, but we had to fill the plastic with 10% aluminum dust, and it worked. So that's how come I know that you can do this. Maybe you can use aluminum instead of copper. Copper is more expensive, but I use copper. So I built like a reflective cage. So what's in the room gets reflected around the room. So if I have electronics in the room, I'm making it worse for me. But if I want to protect from outside the room, I'm making it better for me.
Okay.
Can
that
I have a comment here?
Sure.
Can I make a comment here?
Go ahead, Gwyneth.
Okay. Robert, there is this this substance called organite, okay? And what it does, I'm a big fan of organite, okay? What it is you get metal shavings, okay, and you put the metal shavings in a mold, and you mix up some, you know, resin, so fiberglass-type resin, and you cast it over the metal shavings that are in the mold. And you, I mean, you prepare the mold properly so you can get the thing out again, and you let it set, okay? And it works even better if you set either a citrine or a quartz crystal into the metal shavings before you cast the fiberglass resin over the top of it. And what that will do, okay, it will take any detrimental ozone frequencies, which would include 5G, 4G, 3G. And what it will do, it will absorb them and it will retransmit them as healthy frequencies of orgone energy. And if you want to know what orgone energy is, I would advise that you go on the internet and look up Victor Schauberger and Wilhelm Reich, okay? They were researchers. They lived over 100 years ago, and they discovered that there was this energy that ran through nature that was like a life force. Okay, and you know that when you mess with this energy frequency, then you begin to get things like crop failures. You get cancers developing. They were way ahead of their time because they were some of the first people to make the link between detrimental radiation frequencies and cancer. But they also developed a solution, which was. I described earlier, the Cloudbuster was first built by Wilhelm Reich, and as well as that Orgonite, which has been developed further. My gosh, I just forget the name of the people who developed it, but I'll post it on my Facebook. I'll look it up tomorrow and post it on my Facebook page for anybody who's interested. Information about orgonite and orgone energy frequencies, because what you're dealing with is 5G, 4G, 3G, most artificial radio waves, FM, AM radio waves, electrical frequencies, the whole lot come under the category of detrimental orgone. And if you build yourself a small lump of orgonite then and put it near where you sleep, you will find that the 5G won't be an issue, okay? You can buy orgonite online. There's actually people who make a living casting orgonite, you know, little ornaments for people for this purpose because it's so effective at transmuting harmful frequencies into harmless frequencies. Because the truth of it is that we're on an electromagnetic planet. This whole planet is a giant electromagnet. You will never get away from artificial electromagnetic frequencies, but you will certainly never get away from electromagnetic frequencies. You are an electromagnetic organism. And because of that, you know, everything that you see around you, even in nature, is absolutely buzzing with electromagnetism. The other thing that you can do to help to reduce the harmful effects of electromagnetic energy is if you can grow plants near your sleeping space, they will have a beneficial effect. For one thing, they'll take the CO2 that you breathe out and they will convert it to oxygen. And that will you'll find that you'll have increased oxygen levels in your sleeping space and that will also help you to sleep better. But they radiate, you know, beneficial orgone energy into a room. And the more plants you have around you, the better your, you know, radiation levels, beneficial radiation is going to be. Yeah, and I mean, I've been homeless in my life. At one time, we were in a rainforest, my sons and I, and it was the most beautiful, peaceful place I think I've ever been. And just we were just out in the middle of nowhere, next to a rushing river, with just ferns and temperate rainforest all around in southern Victoria. And it was amazing, and I will never, ever forget that feeling of just being in that rainforest. And we had nothing. I think I had an axe, I had a bow, and I had, some fishing gear, and I had my dog, and I had, a few little bits and pieces, but basically I had nothing except for my sons and I. And, but the feeling was amazing, and it was so beautiful. I think if I'd found a cave, I could have just camped there forever. But that didn't happen. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to all of you. So God had other plans. But, yeah, research organite. Definitely research organite, because it's an amazing material, and it also helps to build a cloud buster. A cloud buster is basically a gigantic lump, or as big as a lump of organite that you can build as possible, with a copper pipe sticking out the top to act as an antenna, or multiple copper pipes sticking out of it to act as antennas. And that basically transmits the frequency into the atmosphere. And I have seen on many occasions my little mini cloud buster completely annihilate chemtrails. And, I don't know how quite it works, but all that I do know is that it does work, that we get 3 times the amount of rain here on this land and for about a 20-kilometre radius than anyone else does. And that, it's just so much more peaceful here, and it's something that people comment on when they come onto this land, friends, visitors that, I invite onto the land, they say, gosh, your place is so peaceful. And I say, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Robert,
I hope that helps you, Robert.
Robert, I have a couple more quick comments about electromagnetic radiation in the room you sleep, if you'd like to hold on. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I'll hold that. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Robert asked some very interesting questions, which has generated a lot of discussion about Faraday cages. So, Robert, to answer your question, I want to make sure we give as complete of an answer as we can. Most people sleep in a room on a bed in a room, and most of those beds have a headboard that is almost against one of the walls in the room. Is that your situation?
No, Vincent, I know the electric in the walls and everything, so I tried to mitigate that way by moving my bed to the center of the room.
Okay, so that was the point I was going to get to. So very few people have their bed in the center of the room, but what I did want to share with you is that according to electric code, in most houses and buildings are wired according to electric code, that means that there's one outlet every 6 feet of wall space. In most homes. And here's the point I was going to get to. Actually, a couple of points. I have measured the electromagnetic radiation from the wire, the Romex in the walls, which is the common wiring style. It's typically yellow or white, three wires in a sheath, and there's a one white wire, one black wire, and one ground wire. And they are in parallel. And what happens is they attenuate in that package, in that Romex, they attenuate a lot of the signal, a lot of the electromagnetic radiation that would normally be emitted from that wiring. But it's not perfect, so they leak. And they leak a lot in a couple areas. One is in the electrical boxes where the wires get separated out from the Romex. So you separate the white, the black, and the ground, and you wire that to a receptacle or a switch. There is where, that is a location where there's a lot more electromagnetic radiation. Then at the breaker panels where you have a whole bunch of Romex wires going in, you have way more electromagnetic radiation. Many times more electromagnetic radiation than in the receptacles and the switches, or the switch boxes, or the receptacle boxes. But here's the point, here's another point I want to make. So let's say you have one circuit breaker, and it goes around the room from receptacle number one to receptacle number two to three to four, okay? Let's say that's how your room is wired, and that's how most rooms are wired. Well, if you put a device that uses electricity, whether it be a light bulb or a computer or a television, it doesn't matter what. If it uses electricity, it will cause electromagnetic radiation to come out from the wiring. Now, where does it come out from? Well, it comes out from that receptacle that you've plugged that device in all the way back to the electrical circuit panel. So if you plug that device into the first receptacle closest to the breaker, it will radiate electromagnetic radiation from that receptacle all the way back to the breaker panel. But not very much will be radiated out from that receptacle to the outlets that are farther away from the breaker panel. Did I say that well enough to be understood, or do I need to say it a different way?
I understand fully, Vincent. It makes perfect sense, everything you said. I've been a student for a long time, though, so I kind of already knew. I did not know what Gwyneth told me, though, so I want to say thank you, Gwyneth. That's new information for me, and I'll do my research. So thank you so much for that.
Here's another way of looking at what Gwyneth said. So what she said was small particles of metal, and that's what I said I used in the walls. So what happens is the metal, these little discrete pieces of flakes of metal, they act as antenna.
It would help the
smaller, the smaller the metal particle, the higher the frequency that is attenuated by it. So it that does the same kind of thing by attenuating these signals. So what, if you want to save metal, paint the areas around the wiring, if you know where the wiring is in your walls. Paint, you know, a foot above it and a foot below it. Let's say it runs horizontally. So find the center, paint 2 feet, and center that dust in the primer on that wiring and all around the switch boxes. And if you can, it would be a good idea to use a metallic switch box or a receptacle box, but we don't use them anymore. We use blue plastic ones because they're cheap. Right, but they do not contain the electromagnetic radiation as well as a metallic box. So everything that we've done has allowed more and more electromagnetic radiation into our homes, meaning we have devices that are wireless. We have LED lighting that has drivers that emit electromagnetic radiation. We have LED bulbs. They screw into a regular socket, and they have drivers, and those drivers transmit electromagnetic radiation. And if you have an old stereo system, and it's got a transformer in there, you won't believe how much electromagnetic radiation comes out of that. So pretty much everything that you've got is transmitting electromagnetic radiation into your home. And you've invited all of it, every bit of it, into your home. Gwyneth, any last comments?
If anyone wants a really good long-term seed crop, that would be mangelwurzel.
Can you say that again, please?
Mangelwurzel, the type of beet. They make a beet that weighs 10 kilograms.
Okay. Robert, any last comments?
No, Vince. I'll just say to the class, have no fear. It's a sin. So don't do it.
All right. Robert, thank you so much. Gwyneth, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.